This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Heather Victoria grew up in Wilson, North Carolina, singing in church and her school choir. But it wasn't until she attended North Carolina Central University that her love for singing and songwriting really took off. There she took a class on the history of hip-hop. Her professor was Grammy-winning producer Ninth Wonder. Heather eventually went from the classroom to the studio after Ninth listened to some of her songs. He recognized her talent and added Heather to his music label, Jamla Records. Since then, Heather Victoria has continued to write music and collaborate with other members of the Jamla team, including Ninth and Rhapsody. Heather Victoria performs next Sunday, August 20th, at Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carrboro, part of the Jamrock Jam Session. But first, she joins me in the studio to play some music. Heather, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. I'm happy to be here today.
And you brought some friends, Howard Soul Joyner on keyboard and David Mayeppa on the guitar. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you
for having me.
Good to have you here. So, Heather, let's start with your introduction to Ninth. Again, what were you doing and what brought you from NC State? Because you started there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went to Central. So talk about right?
Is that yes, that's yeah. right. Class size was a little bit overwhelming for me at NC State. One of my best friends was at North Carolina Central. I would visit her often. And just after going over there and visiting, I felt like it was a place for me. I had also heard about all these wonderful classes, including the history of hip hop with Ninth Wonder and Play Christopher Martin. So that had a big impact on me coming over to North Carolina Central.
What about when you took the class? What impact did that have?
Man, the class was everything. To this day, I still encourage students to get into the class because I learned so much about hip hop that I didn't know. Coming from Wilson, Eastern North Carolina, a really small town, we don't learn things about hip hop like that. You know, I didn't even know of all the details of how sampling works and, you know, all the different things that come along with it.
Look, nobody knows the history of hip hop like Ninth Wonder.
That's
nobody.
Right.
Whether you're from Wilson or New York City, nobody knows as much as Ninth.
Absolutely.
But so how did that change things for you? I mean, learning about it, what kind of music did you listen to and enjoy growing up?
Growing up, I listened to R&B, you know, soul music. My dad put me on to a lot of different jazz music and funk music, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Commodores. You know, I didn't really listen to all of that. It was kind of by force. But now that I'm an adult, I'm happy and I'm glad and I'm thankful for it. You know, my mom put me on to a lot of R&B, Anita Baker, Mary J. Blige, Gladys Knight. All of that music had an influence on me.
It really does play an important part in the music you're doing now, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Can we hear a little bit of that right now?
Yes, we're going to get into my first single from my upcoming EP, Black Curl. It's called Dream On. So I hope you enjoy it. Like a schoolboy, didn't mind telling lies like a decoy. I should've known you won't from the first lie. I let it slide cause you had a good alibi. You kinda slick, yeah, you had me for a little while. But after time passed, everything turned foul. You showed you all the fakes start coming now. You had a baby on me. Boy, you better dream on. Dream on. Dream on. Boy, you better dream on, dream on, dream on. He had a mean cross game like a point guard, tried to play me like a ace card. I called you spade, now you wanna do is throw shade. But I'm a grown tail woman, ain't got time to play. Somebody tell me what's good, what's the deal here? You wanna do things out the pocket, think I'm staying here. But you can go ahead, slick, have your little fun. But when you lay your head at night, you better dream on. Dream on. Dream on. Oh, boy, you better dream on. Keep dreaming, boy. Oh, go somewhere. Oh, you must have lost your mind. You played me when I upgraded you, but you weak now. done with you. You play me when I upgrade you, but you weak now. Boy, you better dream on, dream on, dream on. Ladies, help me sing, dream on, dream on, dream on.
Heather Victoria, the song is Dream On, joined today by Howard Soul Joiner on the keyboard and David Mayuppa on the guitar. Heather's going to be performing Sunday at Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro, part of the Jamrock Jam Session. What a great song.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us about, you went to the class at Central. This is the history of hip-hop with Ninth Wonder. But then you decided to get him to listen to some of your demos, right?
Yes.
Tell us how that
and
went.
And it wasn't easy. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Because you weren't the first one to do that.
That's right. I mean, it was just overwhelming at how many people were swarming around him after class. You know, people are fans, which is wonderful. But, you know, I had to go out of my way and, you know, try some different things. I tried to reach out to him on Facebook. He never responded. And, you know, one day after class, he kind of got my attention and he gestured for me to come over. He was like, I saw your message on Facebook, but I can't write you back on Facebook. You're a student. And I was like, you know what? You're right, Knife. I'm just kind of been overwhelmed by everybody else trying to talk to you. So he cut it to the chase. He was like, where's your demo? I told him that I had it. He told me to come to the studio a specific time the same day. And I showed up promptly, and we went from there.
Well, you tell us more about going from there, because you put it in. There were a lot of people milling about, and then you put your music in. They stopped milling, didn't they?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Yeah.
People always have questions for Knife, and he's such a wonderful teacher. He's easy to talk to, and, you know, people just always want to get encouragement from him and everything, so he's very wise as well, so.
They paid attention, though, when you started playing your music.
Yeah, you mean at the studio?
At the studio, yeah.
Yeah, so I played the demo, and, you know, it went from just me and Knife and E. Jones being in the room to about 15 people. By the end of the song, people wanted to know who wrote it, who did the beat, who was rapping, how long I've been singing, and, you know, everybody was welcoming, and I was like, okay, this sounds good.
It does sound
so
good.
Yeah.
Eventually, it led to you getting signed. I wonder if you will do another song for us.
I sure will. We're going to do a cover, Lauryn Hill X Factor. But you'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle, and we both end up with scars. Tell me who I had to be to get a reciprocity. See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will. Is this just a silly game that forces you to act this way, forces you to scream my name, then pretend that you can't stay? So tell me who I had to be to kiss a reciprocity. See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will. No matter how deep we grow, you always seem to let me know it ain't working. try to walk away. You hurt yourself to make me stay. This is crazy. No, no, this is crazy. I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? As painful as this thing has been, I just can't be with no one else. See, I know what we've got to do. You let go, and I let go too. See, no one's hurt me more than you. And no one ever will. No matter how deep we grow, you always seem to let me know. It ain't working, no, no. And when I try to walk away, you hurt yourself to make me stay. This is crazy, no, no, this is crazy. Care for me, care for me. I know you care for me, there for me, there for me. Said you'd be there for me, cry for me, cry for me. You said you'd die for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, care for me, care for me? You said you care for me, there for me, there for me. Said you'd be there for me, cry for me, cry for me. You said you'd die for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, care?
Heather Victoria with Lauryn Hill's song, X Factor, joined today by Soul Joyner on the keyboard and David Mayuppa on the guitar. Heather's going to be performing next Sunday at Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro. It's part of the Jamrock Jam session there on next Sunday. Of course, we have the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Born in Fayetteville, but grew up mostly in Wilson, singing in the choirs.
That's right.
Were you always wanting to be a singer?
Always, since about four. My mom taught me how to harmonize to Whitney Houston's Excel Shoop Shoop. You know, she's just always put so much into me. She's a singer. My dad played saxophone back in the day. So growing up in Wilson was wonderful. Very small.
How about singing in the church and all that kind of music? Did that influence the way you see music now?
Absolutely, gospel. My minister of music, Brother Alton Mitchell in Wilson, was phenomenal. You know, just singing in the kids' choir, also vocal ensemble in school and musical theater, too.
How about creating music? I mean, you're signed now to Jamla Records, and that means you get to, you know, do you think differently about music now that you're in the studio working with other musicians? Has that changed the way you understand your music?
Definitely. Since I was a young child, I always wrote poetry. I never imagined myself having the opportunity to be able to create music and do it the way that I want to do it. So I'm very thankful for that. But now that I'm older, I understand who I am as an artist. I know what my sound is. I know what I want my sound to be. So it's definitely changed over the years, yes.
And then when you work at a studio like that, you know what you want your sound to be. But you also have the opportunity to collaborate with other artists. How do those two things
work? That's right. All of my team at Jamla, GQ, Rhapsody, you know, we are just going forward. And we have an opportunity to make the music we want to because we have an in-house beat team called the Soul Council. And we complement each other well, and it's just an opportunity for me. I don't think too much.
Great. Well, this is great stuff. I want to leave you all time to play out, but I want to remind everybody that they're listening to Heather Victoria, who will be at Cat's Cradle next Sunday at the 20th, and that's in Carrboro, of course. It's part of the Jamrock Jam session. She's joined by Soul Joyner on the keys and David Mayuppa on the guitar today. And our show, of course, The State of Things, produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Sheldon Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Heather,
thank you for having me. Yes. This last one is You're the One. Be my next single on Black Girl. Thanks for listening. First thing that you said to me was, lady, you're pretty. I would really like your number. Maybe you'll come out with me. You were standing there looking so good, I couldn't resist it. And I knew right then that you had been the one I was missing. So you got my number and you called me up the next day. Said you had to see me, wanna be with me. You said you could not wait. And I'm so glad I went with it, cause I almost said no. Was a little hesitant at first, but now I can't let you go. You know I'm so glad you took the time to come up to me. You're what I've been waiting for, you make me complete. And I can't explain it, what you're doing to me. All I know for sure is that you're the one for me. Thanks for listening, guys. My EP is coming out this year, 2017. We appreciate the love from Jamla Records.
Yeah, the Victoria, you can see her next Sunday, August 20th, at the Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro. That's part of the Jamrock Jam Session. She was joined by Soul Joyner on the keys, David Mayepa on the guitar. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio.